CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday the 27th of December 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Thanks and seasonal greetings. Charity auction raises over £1,000. New GB2RS manager appointment. This is the final GB2RS news reading for 2020, and we start with seasonal greetings to all news readers and listeners, both over the air and via the internet recordings, and not forgetting viewers of the ATV broadcast, which is available via several repeaters and streamed via BATC.TV website, as well as those that get this news via TX Factor or podcasts. We would like to take this opportunity once again to thank all those that read the news in whatever format for their tireless dedication to their fellow amateurs. Think nothing of it. There will be an abbreviated news reading available for the 3rd of January, although it's voluntary, as the RSGB realises that not all news readers will be available. A full GB2RS service will resume on the 10th of January. The RSGB is delighted that its charity auction for Get On The Air For Christmas had a fantastic winning bid of £1,025.99. Ellie Orton, Chief Executive of NHS Charities Together, said, "Thank you so much, Roy Bailey, for choosing to raise funds for the NHS Charities Together in such a unique way. In addition, I'd like to say a huge thank you to the RSGB for kindly match funding the winning bid. These funds mean we can continue to help NHS charities to support NHS staff, volunteers and patients at the centre of this crisis." Unquote. Get On The Air For Christmas continues until the 9th of January, and there's still many activities you can take part in. Go to the RSGB website to see more. The RSGB board has appointed Steve Richards, G4HPE, as the new GB2RS manager. A long-time RS2 at GB2RS newsreader himself, Steve has had a long career in broadcasting, and he'll start his new role in the new year and can be contacted by email at gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Rainet groups in several coastal areas have been on active standby in the last few days. In the southeast in particular, groups have been ready to act alongside local resilience forums to help with the lorry chaos caused by the temporary closure of the French border. In areas where there are large ports, groups have been preparing to offer assistance with difficulties envisaged with Brexit. These include working with other voluntary agencies, conducting welfare checks on lorry drivers who may be in long queues, and helping to ensure the distribution of vital supplies, including COVID-19 vaccines. Several groups have been activated wide area communication systems, including one where the local authority has installed a new PMR system that some feel may not be adequate to cope with extreme call volumes. On the 2nd of January, the RSGB National Radio Centre plans to host the special event station GB2DAY to help promote the well-established KW activity weekend. The NRC hopes to operate on both the 80 and 40 metre bands using its KW2000D, an incredibly rare prototype model that never made it into the mainstream production at the KW factory. The event will be held within appropriate COVID restrictions. An ARIS slow scan TV event is scheduled from the International Space Station for late December. This will be a special SSTV event to celebrate the 20th anniversary of amateur radio on ISS. The event is scheduled to begin on the 24th of December and continue through to the 31st of December. Dates are subject to change due to ISS operational adjustments. Listen out for youngsters on the air stations around the world. GB20 YOTA will be operating until the end of December. The full calendar is shown on the GB20 YOTA page on qrz.com. The latest ICQ podcast contains an update of the RSGB's Get On The Air For Christmas campaign, as well as a wider look at amateur radio construction. the chat with board director Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, construction competition lockdown category winner Roy Bailey, G0VFS, and RSGB communications manager Heather Parsons started at 1:18:15 in the ICQ podcast episode. RSGBHQ is closed for the Christmas New Year until 8:30 on the 4th of January. During that time, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or RADCOM, you'll find lots of information on the RSGB website, which of course is rsgb.org. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park is currently closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now for special event news, from the 1st to the 28th of January, GB4BLC will be operational from the QTH of G8GMU. Operation will take place mostly on most bands and will include digital modes. The station is promoting the work of the Lions Clubs International and Amateur Radio. Members and supporters of Denby Dale ARS are running special event stations to welcome the new year from the end of December. They'll be using the call sign GB, whatever the number, HNY. For more details, see qrz.com entry for GB9HNY. Thurrock Acorns ARC members will be on the air as GB4XMS from the 20th of December to the 3rd of January. During the month of December, Welland Valley ARS members will be running GB1XMS, 2, 5 and 9 XMS from their home shacks, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. Now for DX News, Kenji JA4GXS will be active as JA4GXS-4 from Otsu Island, IOTA AS117, on the 25th and 26th of December. He'll operate CWSSB and FT8 on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands, QSL home call. Contest news, please remember to check beforehand before contest for any new rules locally about social distancing. The RSGB advises strongly that you obey your national and local government's advice. December is a quiet month for traditionally for contests with no RSGB HF contest, but do look out for the RSGB Hope QSO parties. There are two series which run from the 21st of December to the 14th of January, with a short break over Christmas. You can find out details on tinyurl.com/RSGB-Christmas-Hope-QSO. On Tuesday the 29th, the 50 megs machine-generated modes contest and the 144 megs machine-generated modes contest both run from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. On the 1st of January, the IRTS 80-metre daytime counties contest runs from 1700 to 1800 UTC using SSB and CW. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations sending their county. On Saturday the 2nd, the CWAFS contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using 3.5 and 7 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. First session of EUCW 160 metre CW party is also on the 2nd from 2000 to 2300 UTC, with a second session on the 3rd at 0400 to 0700 UTC. The ARRL RITI roundup runs from 1800 UTC on the 2nd of Jan to 2359 UTC on the 3rd. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, US stations send state and Canadians their province. The Worked All Britain Christmas Party runs until the 6th of January, using all modes on the amateur contest band. The exchange is the WAB book number. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon runs until the end of January. Just exchange a signal report and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. HF conditions weren't terribly good over the last week, with maximum usable frequencies down in general. Best DX has been on 40 metres, especially around Great Line at times, although there has been a little winter sporadic E on 10 as well, that has seen Italy and Spain appearing on FT8, as well as Brazil on 10 metres via the F2 layer. Lack of sunspots has seen the solar flux index move back down to the low 80s again. Solar matter from a coronal hole pushed the KP index up to 4 late on Monday evening, as predicted, and Tuesday the KP index still pegged at 3 for most of the morning. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 80s for the Christmas period, with active region 2794 helping to push it towards 86 over Christmas and Boxing Day. Unfortunately, NOAA also predicts that a high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole may impact Earth over the Christmas period, so we may expect the KP index to rise again to 4 or 5 just before Christmas, with detrimental effects on maximum usable frequencies. Look out for possible pre-auroral enhancements, although these are hard to predict. This should start to settle by the 27th, with the KP index predicted to go back down to 2, so DX conditions may improve after that time. There's little other festive cheer, with SFI remaining in the low 80s for the rest of the month and into the new year. Let's hope 2021 also sees the return of the upward trend of solar cycle 25, with an increase in sunspots and HFDX. Now for VHF and up, it's looking like a predominantly unsettled period of weather over the Christmas holidays, with a ridge of high pressure to the west of Britain soon declining to allow low pressure to move in and reside over the UK for the bulk of next week. This has a chance of providing some good rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Sporadic E has a habit of appearing at this time of the year. There is some work that relates to the chances of sporadic E to disturbances in the stratosphere when the winter polar vortex breaks down in a feature called a sudden stratospheric warning, where temperatures can increase by tens of degrees Celsius over 24 hours. This disturbance in the stratosphere can produce conditions where sporadic E is more likely because of the changed flow pattern. Check the usual sporadic E bands like 10 metres and 6 metres for signs of activity, especially during the first 2 weeks of January. But it's probably better to focus on the period at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. rather than the summer pattern of mid-morning and late afternoon. The Quarantis meteor shower peaks between late night on the 2nd of January until dawn on the 3rd with a huge ZHR of 110. It's known for bright fireball meteors causing big over-dense radio meteor bursts. So you have to be ready at the right time, as the peak is very short, lasting just a few hours. This is because the shower is a thin stream of particles and the Earth crosses this stream at a perpendicular angle. The moon reaches maximum declination this Tuesday, so visibility windows are long. Today we're at apogee, so losses are high, but 144 meg sky noise is low, not reaching 500 Kelvin until Tuesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's enough from them, and I'll see you in the new year.